we have shared so much together for so many years. Many of you who started watching me as kids come up to me now with kids of your own. Some of you may remember I proposed to my wife on the air. I shared with you the birth of all four of my children when I had panic attacks on air. I shared that with you, and we've since gone on a journey with my battle of depression together.
It's now been more than 2 years since Kevin Frankish made the announcement the time had come for him to depart City Toronto's Breakfast Television after a 27-year hosting run. What's he been up to since? Among other things, building an online community to empower those struggling with mental health by broadcasting for 100 straight days during quarantine. On this episode of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, we catch up with Frankish to talk about the inspiration and motivation behind his new podcast and multimedia project, The Happy Molecule.
Well, hello, I'm Kevin Frankish, and you might say I have had a true love affair with broadcasting for more than 40 years. I started as a high school student. It was just a project at a community TV station, and then I got a part-time job at the local TV station, and then I got a full-time job doing sports, and I knew nothing about sports, so that was interesting. And 9 years later, went to City TV in Toronto, and then spent 27 years working the morning shift.
So, Kevin, tell us what you've been up to over the past 2 years since your departure from Breakfast Television.
First and foremost, sleeping in. You know, 27 years of getting up at 2:30 in the morning takes its toll, and yeah. I never realized how much. So I just spent 2 years, you know, getting up when I wanted to and just trying to de-stress. I was kind of stressed out at first about just not being there anymore, but it turned out to be really one of the best things to happen to me in a long time.
So one of the things you were doing during quarantine was actually a Facebook Live show that's part of the inspiration for your new podcast. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of isolation, so we're going back into March. You know the quote. I mean, it goes crazy with Mr. Rogers. You know, Mr. Rogers' mother once told him that in times of disaster, don't dwell on the bad, but look towards the heroes. Look towards the people who are helping, I think was the actual quote. And so I started looking and I thought, wow, there are people who are donating their time. They're going to food banks. They're shopping for seniors. They're doing this. They're doing that. Well, I have absolutely no talent or skill whatsoever except for talking. So I thought, well, what can I do? And so I thought, okay, I'll just go on Facebook and I'll invite people. Just, do you want to just talk? Because we're all in the same boat. We're all sitting here. We can't go out. There's nothing to do. We don't know what's going on. So why don't we chat? And then it just snowballed from there. And I did 100 straight days of Facebook Live. And the audience kept growing and growing and growing. And so a 5-10 minute show turned into an hour. And I had great guests on. But what happened was everyone was saying, I look forward to this. Every night at 7 o'clock, I look forward to this. It's just a chance to get together as a community and realize I'm not, you know, I may be alone in this room or in my apartment or my home, but I'm not alone. And it was such a good feeling. It was such a good feeling. And I thought, okay, what can I do next? The one that I did with Facebook Live was very labor intensive. So it took a lot. So now I'm going to do essentially the same thing, but I'm going to do it in the podcast format. I'm talking to all sorts of incredibly interesting people about mental health and about depression and anxiety. And I'm learning so much myself and hoping to develop a community of people who realize they're not alone.
Right. Was that Facebook Live project in part a way to manage your own mental health during the pandemic? You've been very public about, you know, your on-air panic attacks and your struggle with depression. How has the pandemic been for your own mental health?
You know, originally, no. Originally, it was just, I wanted to do something. I wanted to be able to give back somehow. But you're right. As it went on, I started to look forward to that 7 o'clock at night. I started to look forward at seeing the comments come up the side of the screen. I started looking forward to expressing my fears and my thoughts and what happened today. So yes, it did turn into a therapy.
You're launching your new podcast project, The Happy Molecule, on November 15th. Let's talk about how you chose that name.
It was, my original Facebook live show was called Kevin's Isolators, which is very funny because after I finished my 100th show, some of my listeners got together and they said, well, no, we need this at 7 o'clock at night. So there is now a show every night on Facebook with their group called Kevin's Post Isolators. And they still do it every night to this day. And so I thought, okay, I'll just take the name. I've already got all the stuff for it. So I'll call it Kevin's Isolators. But I thought right now we're heading towards a very serious, what's called the echo pandemic of mental health problems. It is something that is growing exponentially with COVID. So I thought that using the term isolators though might not give the right idea. I use the term isolators because we were all isolated. We're all, you know, in this together, but I didn't want to give people who had never heard of it before the thought, oh, he's talking about staying alone, when that's the exact opposite of what I wanted to do. So I looked up everything to do with depression. I was looking at causes in some cases. So there are chemicals and molecules in our body that are manufactured by our body that are hormones that make us feel better. Dopamine in particular, which is responsible for us having pleasure. You've heard of dopamine being released when you exercise. I don't see that, but certain foods may release dopamine. So people who live with depression many times are deficient in this hormone, or their parasympathetic nervous system sort of is not working properly. So I thought, okay, well, what do we need more of these days? Well, we need, for some people, they need more dopamine. So I thought, okay, let's call it the happy molecule then. And the logo for the show is the shape of a dopamine molecule. So I tried to be a little more positive.
So Kevin, take us through what a typical episode of the podcast is going to look like.
A typical episode, I don't know if there's going to be a typical episode. We're going to cover so many different parts of mental health, whether it's about depression and anxiety, or it's about suicide, or it's about proper nutrition or proper sleeping. The one commonality with all the guests will be that I'm asking each of my guests to come up with a Me Three list. And that is a list of three very simple things that people can do right here, right now, without much effort at all, to improve their mental health. So for instance, I was talking to a holistic nutritionist who, her part of her Me Three was start drinking more water. She pointed out that the brain is 85%. Water, and if we're gonna dehydrate our brain, well, it can't work properly. So that's one thing. Get a better sleep, because that also helps with depression. So very simple things that we can do, and that accomplishes, I think, a couple of things. First of all, yeah, they're great steps. So if you can do that, that's great. It's going to help you. Second, whenever you have depression, one of the biggest problems and obstacles is your lack of motivation. That you just, you know what needs to be done. You just can't, like a lot of times, there are some times when I'm having a depressive episode, I can't get out of bed. I just can't. I know I have to, I can't. So if I can give people things that they can do simply, they have a sense of accomplishment and they have a sense of starting. So, okay, good. I've taken that first baby step. Now the next part will be a little bit more difficult, but at least I have started. And that's what I want to let people know, that you have to be your own mental health advocate. It's going to take some work, but it's doable and you're not alone.
And we should say, this isn't just going to be an audio experience. You're going to be doing a video version of this as well.
Yes. I mean, because, my TV background, even though I only have a face for radio, I will still put it back on air. But I just find that to offer the podcast experience, which is good. People can download that. However, there are sometimes maybe you would like to see it. And so I will have, there will be a video offering on my YouTube channel of each podcast. I will upload it to YouTube as well. As well, I will be doing a blog 2 or 3 times a week, talking about past episodes, future episodes, and I'm also going to do a Facebook Live once a week. And I should point out, it's really, really important to note this is not about the problem. It's about the challenges and about the opportunities and putting yourself in charge.
Is there anything else you want to add, Kevin?
I want to add that this is definitely a labor of love, that I myself know that my depression and my anxiety is helped knowing that I'm not alone. It really is so easy to have the walls close in on you and to feel alone. And there are many people who are literally alone. A number of our seniors, sadly, especially, live by themselves. In fact, I think a majority of them do. And when you're alone, you have only yourself and your thoughts to talk to. And if your thoughts are going to be telling you that things are bad, things are glum, to have people to reach out to, and believe me, a community does develop and they engage with each other. One of the most important things in treating mental health is community.
So tell us where we can find the podcast, the blog.
So the podcast itself will be available in all the major directories, podcast directories, so Amazon and Spotify, Google, Apple, starting November the 15th. You can also catch the blog or see the blog once it goes online, and that will be at thehappymolecule.blogspot.com. I have to remember, it's still a new title for me. So it's thehappymolecule.blogspot.com, thehappymolecule.blogspot.com. And then the YouTube version, the video version, will go on my YouTube channel, where all of my Kevin's Isolators are right now, by the way, if you wanted to take a look. And that's youtube.com/C/Kevin Frankish channel. Yeah, I know it's a long title.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin.
Thank you very much. Take care.
For listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.